Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In 1986, Dr. Norman Borlaug, biologist, humanitarian, winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, and father of the Green Revolution, created the World Food Prize. This prize recognizes the achievements of individuals who have advanced human development by improving the quality, quantity, or availability of food in the world. Dr. Borlaug worked with wheat, the world's most widely grown cereal. This year, for the first time since it was created, the World Food Prize was awarded to another scientist whose work helped increase world wheat production, Dr. Sanjaya Vajaram, crossbred wheat varieties from distinct gene pools and developed hardier plants with higher yields. More than 480 high-yielding wheat varieties bred by Dr. Vajaram are now grown by farmers, large and small, in 51 countries on 6 continents. Today, over 840 million people around the world are chronically hungry. And according to recent reports, changing rainfall patterns and more intense weather events could slow the growth of food production by 2% every decade for the rest of the century. When our planet needs to support 2 billion more people in the next 3 decades, it's not hard to figure out that this is the time for a second green revolution, said Secretary of State John Kerry.
That's why Dr. Sanjaya Vajaram is being honored now with the World Food Prize. And we're grateful for the hundreds of new species of wheat that Dr. Vajaram has developed. These will deliver more than 200 million more tons of grain to global markets each year. And Dr. Vajaram has helped to feed millions of people across the world through his lifetime of research and innovation.
In the words of Kenneth Quinn, president of the World Food Prize Foundation, the 2014 World Food Prize laureate is an individual who worked closely with Dr. Borlaug in Mexico and who then carried forward and extended his work, breaking new ground with his own achievements. As we celebrate the United Nations International Year of Family Farming, it is most fitting that the 2012 World Food Prize laureate is an individual who has truly fulfilled Dr. Borlaug's last words. Take it to the farmer.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.